Assistant Superintendent Kate LaPlante started the explanation of the K-6 plan.
The biggest change for the student day is that they would be in their learning pods, a smaller set of students who stay together the entire time. And a cohort at the elementary level is a group of learning pods that can walk to the cafeteria to get their lunch and walk back to their classrooms or go outside for an outside learning break.
The board heard testimony from teachers worried about moving from pod to pod to deliver instruction, possibly cross-contaminating the children. There was also testimony from parents worried about children bringing disease home, but more comments from parents wanting children to resume the social and learning benefits from going back to school. Superintendent Karen Gaborik explained the plans have built-in quarantine formulas if students contract COVID-19.
With the cohort model, we have one positive case. A cohort is approximately 35 students, so we're hopeful that we can keep it to 35 students who would need to be quarantined.
The October dates allow for the district school bus contractor, First Student, enough time to arrange drivers for 120 elementary routes. Dozens of staff members, teachers, parents, and even doctors have worked on the return-to-school plans, trying to fit puzzle pieces like working parents, school lunches, athletics, and the state's red, yellow, and green operational zones into the models. Air Force Representative Colonel Stuart Williamson says the change in school start times and bus times complicates life at Fort Wainwright and Eielson Air Force Base.
The military members, our typical duty day starts around 7:30. With the later start times, the concern is that may drive a before-school care issue for kids.
After lengthy debate on the elementary school model, the board quickly approved the model to return middle school students to the classrooms on October 19th. In that plan, only half the students will go to school on any given day, spending the other days learning from home. High schools, however, have much larger student bodies, so the administration developed plans to have only a quarter of the kids in the building at a time. Option one would have students in person one day a week and learn remotely on the other 4 days. Option two continues remote learning with nobody going to the classroom. But issues of social and emotional development of students, whether there's enough PPE for staff, and if students could comply with hygiene and physical distancing requirements complicated the board's debate. They postponed any high school plan and will take it up at the October 6th board meeting. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.